Continuing the theme of the harchakot, the distance that needs to be kept between a husband and wife during the period of the month when she's a nida, so the Mishnah in the first parak of Masechet Shabbat on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, Lo yochal hazavim hazava mipnei hergel aveira, that a zav mustn't to eat together with a zava, because we're concerned that the emotional closeness that is present when a couple are having a meal together might lead them to be intimate with each other. And the Gemara points out this is not talking davka about a zav and a zava only, but any two people who are tameim aren't allowed to eat together, or any husband and wife if one or other of them is tame, so that they're not allowed to be intimate with each other, they're not allowed to eat together. Now the question is, what does it mean that they're not allowed to eat together? The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchot Isurei Bia Halacha Yud Chet, he says lo yochali ma b'karachat. It's simply that they mustn't share a plate together, or eat the same ice cream together, or something like that. But clearly, if they're each eating off their own plate, then that's not something which is an intimate activity, and therefore it's permissible, even if they're sitting at the same table. The Rosh in Masechet Shabbat, and this is also the view of the Meiri and some other Rishonim, is that the prohibition applies when you're eating at a very small table, so you're sort of crowded together at a small table. If you're eating at a regular table, so then there's not a problem. But the Ravid and the Ramban and the Rashba, they're of the opinion that this prohibition actually applies to any table, and that a couple's not allowed to eat together, even if it's for at least from their own plate, sitting at the same table whilst a woman is a nida. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredes in Kuf Tzadik Hei Se'if Gimel paskens like the Ravid and the Ramban and the Rashba, that says that husband and wife aren't allowed to sit and eat together at the same table. However, the Shevet Halevi and other Achronim say that if we're talking about, you know, a very big table, you know, a full-size dining room table, and you know, you're really well apart from each other, almost at opposite ends of the table, so then it's going to be permissible, even though it's on the one table. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is strict, like the Ravid, nevertheless, there are a number of ways in which it becomes permissible that the Poskim mention. The Shulchan Aruch itself says that if there's some, you make some sort of shinui, some sort of difference at the table from what it usually is, then it's going to be permissible, because there you've got something which is reminding the couple that there's a prohibition of being intimate with each other, and making sure that there's no excessive levity at the table, so you can be mafsik with ben kara shelo le kara shela, have something to separate the plates somewhat, or if each of the couple is eating off a table mat, so you're not, or in actual fact the possum say even just one of them can put a placemat under their plate, and that serves as a heker, and that's sufficient. This is similar to the halakha that we have with basar v'chalav, that if one person is eating meat and one person is eating milk, you can't eat together at the same table. Your husband's eating a burger and his wife's eating a pizza. Even if she's tahora, they can't eat at the same table. But if one's got a placemat under their plate, so then it's going to be permissible. A third heter is brought in the Pitkei Tshuva, and again a number of other Achronim Paskin like this as well, is that if there are other people sitting at the table, then you don't need to worry about this, because there won't be any Hergel Aveira. Also the Beit Yosef brings down in the name of Rabbeinu Rucham that if one of them moves from their regular seat and sits somewhere else, so one usually sits at the top of the table and the other at the side of the table, so now if they both sit at the side of the table during this part of the month, so then that's a sufficient heker. It's something to remind them of the wife's nida status, and that's sufficient. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and other Achronim also paskin like that. Of interest, the Aruch HaShulchan writes for Chamadomi only Sha atzar ein nisharim bazeh. He says he thinks that in his time and place, people weren't makpid about this halacha. But I think that the general practice is to try and be strict when there are not other people at the table. Ad kan.